USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress and the White House are working on a $2 trillion economic stimulus plan.
I thought we were on the five-yard line. Right now, we're on the two.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill is coming into focus. Democrats have been demanding oversight for loans given to large corporations, and the bill includes an inspector general who will do that.
We would like very much, and believe we should have, a congressional oversight board as well.
The plan is to prevent large corporations from using the loans for things like stock buybacks and CEO bonuses. The stimulus bill was encouraging to investors on Wall Street. There was a big rally. Stock indexes were up 8 to 11%. The Dow was up more than 2,100 points, the S&P was up 210, and the NASDAQ Composite up 557. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The president says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health is now urging caution after President Trump said he'd like the U.S. to be open for business again by Easter.
We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
He says it appears the New York metro area is the U.S. epicenter for the novel coronavirus.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places. The idea, if you look at the statistics, it's disturbing. About 1 per 1,000 of these individuals are infected. That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Soldiers in Spain have found multiple elderly people abandoned, both alive and dead, in some nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Minister Margarita Robles said the military had been utilized to help disinfect some of the nursing homes during the outbreak. There are 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Spain, with up to 3,000 deaths, the third highest death toll in the world. Health officials said normally the bodies of people who die in nursing homes are put into cold storage at the home, but for those who die of COVID-19, those bodies are left in their beds until they can be collected. In Madrid, they're using an ice skating rink at a shopping center as a temporary mortuary. One of the nation's biggest automakers is retooling to make some new things to fight the virus pandemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
When America got involved in World War II, many of its biggest companies switched from making what they normally made to making things that were needed by the U.S. military. Similar to that, Ford is now shifting gears from making cars to making ventilators and respirators. The company is working with 3M on producing more respirators, and a partnership with GE is designed to make additional ventilators, supplies that are much needed now that the number of coronavirus cases around the nation have been increasing at a rapid rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.